Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nicole Grassi from Chipewyan Sales, and I will be your host today. We are very excited to welcome president and owner of Madison Park Foods, one of our favorite Morris County businesses located in Mendham, New Jersey, Christine Myers. Before we get started, I would just like to take a second and congratulate you on being elected and sworn in as one of our Morris County freeholders.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
We're very excited to have you here. Before we get started, I would just like to let anyone who's listening a chance to let them know they could call in at 646-716-6339. All right, so welcome to the show, Christine. I hear you've created a new popcorn.
I haven't created a new popcorn. What I've done is bring to market a popcorn that has been cultivated by family farmers for more than six generations. So I didn't grow anything new. What I did is discover something that I wish everyone had access to for generations. It's that different and that great.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So what is exactly the difference between your popcorn and what we've already been eating on the market?
So as you probably know, popcorn has been a staple of the Indians, and corn has been a staple food for us for thousands of years. Well, we always allowed it to grow on its own, to pollinate naturally, and it's a whole grain, so it should look like a grain, more like wheat. And about in the 1930s, the ConAgra, the manufacturers of corn, figured out how to make popcorn bigger or have qualities and characteristics that they thought the marketplace or the farmers would want. So they created something called hybrid corn. Now, it's not genetically modified per se, but they take it into a factory and they make sure they paired, you know, parent A seed with parent B seed to make sure that it had the characteristics that they wanted. So as a result, 99% of the popcorn we eat, or 99.9% of the popcorn we eat, is hybrid corn. And that's why it all looks larger. And as you might reflect upon popcorn these days, sometimes it looks like big butterfly popcorn or mushroom popcorn, almost like balls. Well, that's not what popcorn actually looks like. So the reason the hybrid has taken over the market is because they can also make it pest resistant. They can make it larger, which makes the farmer the yield better, and they can actually make hybrid seeds that grow to the same height at the same time, which makes it much less expensive to farm and to cultivate. But my farmers do it the way the Indians did it. They plant the best seeds from the year before, they let the wind and nature pollinate the seeds, and they just they just harvest the seeds and the corn stalks when they're ready. So it's a much more laborious process, but the product is just, it's not even the same food. It's that different.
Wow, it sounds great. Do your customers really taste the difference and know the difference?
You know what? They do, and because they've had so much popcorn in their life that is all the same, it really just takes one taste of mine and one taste of theirs. And by the way, my popcorn looks very different. It's tiny and white, and it's got these very tender hulls, you know, those shards that get stuck in your teeth. They're very tender. Naturally, they're very tender. So when you taste somebody else's popcorn, a competitor like Orville Redenbacher, and then you taste mine, you immediately notice that there's a taste of mine. It just tastes so natural. There's a texture difference. It's not chewy. It doesn't get caught in your teeth. It just is crunchy, and it evaporates. And it's just, yes, even the smallest little kids, like 4 or 5 years old, taste my popcorn versus someone else's and make a face. Or other people say, I can't even believe that it tastes this different. How come we've never had it before? So it's really my best-selling technique.
Wow, it's really interesting. Popcorn sometimes gets a bad rap today. So what's the biggest challenge in getting your message out to the consumers?
Just that. It gets a bad rap. So in this kind of we have a really interesting food culture right now. We have a culture of people who are so fixated almost on making sure they know everything that goes into their body, real food, organic food, non-GMO. They're willing to make shakes and make sure they have the right, you know, balance of nutrients. You have one end of group like that. Then you still have another group that, you know, loves how cheap junk food is. It's filling, it's tasty, they're inexpensive calories. But on both sides, popcorn is considered junk food. And it's because what we've done to popcorn is we've chopped it with chocolate and caramel and cheese. And we filled it with oil to make it taste better. And we filled it with unnecessary calories that people consider popcorn junk food as opposed to high quality food, which it is. It's naturally excellent for you, has protein, a ton of nutrients, high in fiber, low in calorie. But the marketplace, the way we branded popcorn for so long, really has done its damage to this poor little wonderful food. That's really my biggest obstacle, and that people think that they know popcorn. So they know popcorn, so they don't have to try anything new, and they've written it off as junk food, which it truly is not.
You sound really passionate about the popcorn. You mentioned cheeses and butter and all of that. And I noticed you have your collection of spices as well.
Yeah, so when I found the farmers that I lived near, I grew up near them, I finally found them after years and years of searching. We wanted to figure out how we could elevate popcorn into something that wasn't junk food and give it unique taste profiles so that people could assimilate it with really great foods and global foods, because we really have a global palate right now. I mean, even the littlest kids are asking for my, you know, Bloody Mary seasoning at age 5. Just it's really amazing. So we decided to create a line of seasonings that were as superior a quality as our corn, and give people an opportunity to taste it in a different way and do it without unnecessary calories in a very healthy way. Spices are great, by the way, for satisfying appetites. And as I said, they don't add calories. Now, my husband has been in the spice business for years, so he actually formulated these seasonings, and we're coming out with 3 more very soon. So it's not like we went to some manufacturer and asked for these seasonings and they gave them to us. He worked diligently on just the right taste profile from the right country with the right spice to make sure that these seasonings were amazing. And by the way, they're just not for popcorn. They are so versatile that I actually have many customers that buy a popcorn and then all 5 spices so they can go cook with them. So that's why we are growing our line of seasonings, because it really does diversify the product, the popcorn product.
That sounds great. Now that we know all about your product, how about you tell our listeners how they can get some of your popcorn or spices? Do you sell it at stores or is it bought online?
Both. But for the purposes of our listening audience, probably the easiest way for them is to go online at madisonparkfoods.com, and we will have a great discount as a result of this show, Radio 15, and they can just order it online and or Amazon, but we'll have a special discount through our website for this listening audience.
That's great. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners or let them think they should know?
I think if the one thing I would leave your listening audience with is that more and more food is changed around us in ways we would have no way of knowing. What's allowable in the food manufacturers, what's being done to our food. It really is up to us to pick and choose the right food. And I know how easy it is and how inexpensive it is to just pick up bags of junk food or any kind of food at the store and do what I call mindless snacking. But if we put a little time, and I mean little, I mean our corn takes 5 minutes to pop, what you'll end up with is a really wholesome, nutritious food that sustains you and is healthy for you and your family. And, you know, I can't tell you how many great memories I have with my son and my family just making popcorn. The littlest things add the most value and memories to our life. So not that it's going to change your life, but I think it will make it better.
Thank you so much, Christine. This was very informative, and I'm sure our listeners agree. Please make sure you visit Madison Park Foods at www.madisonparkfoods.com. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.